Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready to ride? Around the block now, everyday scene, dope fiends and the cops round. At any traffic stop, we could be shot down, and in the courts it's just us. Justice is not fair.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Injust Us, the show that shares stories of injustice and allows listeners to ask questions and seek advice. Each week, we feature guests who are making a difference in the Black community and or changing the criminal justice system. My name is Melinda Robertson, and I'm your host and member of the WPGR All-Female Radio Network. I am the founder of Black Mothers for Justice, Inc., a 501c3 nonprofit organization created to be a support system for single mothers whose children are incarcerated. On Sunday, August 30th, 2020, I will be hosting a launch party via Zoom for the release of A Black Mother's Guide, How to Survive the Criminal Justice System. This book was written out of necessity because statistics show that one in every three Black boys will go to prison in their lifetime, and 72% of Black children are raised by single mothers. It provides important information about arraignments, bail, bondsmen, public defenders, etc. So please save the date. Tonight's featured guest, India Blocker Ford, was born and raised in Washington, D.C. She grew up in Woodland Terrace, a housing project located in Southeast, a part of the city that is still considered to be the poorest section of the nation's capital. She witnessed a lot of crime and violence growing up and decided at a young age that rather than tear down her community, she will build it up. India is the CEO and founder of IndyBees, a mentoring and modeling program that provides a safe and secure space where young girls can be educated, trained, and appreciated. With the support of the residents of Woodland Terrace and the Ward 8 community, IndyBees has impacted and transformed the lives of young ladies of all backgrounds. Having India on the show means a lot to me because I also grew up in Southeast and lived in Woodland when I was a little girl. I commend her for the work she is doing in the community and the difference she's making in the lives of many. Without further ado, please help me welcome Queen India Blocker Ford to the show. And remember to press 1 to join the conversation and speak with India. Hey, India, welcome to Injustice. How are you this evening?
How are you? I'm fine.
It's so good to have you on this show. How are you doing in this pandemic? I'm so glad to have you on the show. So how are you doing with, you know, dealing with, have you been affected in any way by COVID-19?
Yes, actually, my daughter had COVID-19 at the beginning of the pandemic. So it has affected me a lot. Like, you know,
Oh, wow. How old is your daughter?
She's 16.
Wow. Wow, how's she doing?
She's doing wonderful. Like, she's fine. But, you know, in the beginning when it first happened, we were seeing everything on TV. So it was really scary. You know what I mean? Just to know that she had this virus that we were watching on TV every day. So that was kind of scary for me. Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, through God's grace, I'm so glad to hear that she recovered.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, that's a blessing. So listen, let's get into the interview. At what age did you become the community activist that you are today?
So, you know, it was in my 20s, but I feel like, you know, at a younger age, like, at 13 and 14, even though I was the problem in my community, sometimes I could be the solution. So I knew, like, this was going to be me. So in my late, like, in my late 20s, I just started to transform, and I wanted different mm-hmm. for my community. So I started to just fight for what I thought the community needed, and that was it.
Wow, that is such a blessing. So as a mother, how do you still find time to be of service and be so committed to the community?
You know, I mean, being a mom is kind of, that's like, that's big to me. You know, that's mm-hmm. my number one priority. And I make mm-hmm. sure that, you know, my kids are okay. I make sure that I spend, you know, as much quality time with my children as possible. And, you know, I juggle the community in the process. And, like, a lot of things mm-hmm. that I do, my kids are a part of. So I find yes, time yes. to be their mom, and I find time to be, you know, their friend, their big sister, or, mm-hmm. you know, the person mm-hmm. that they need to look up to.
That's good. And I'm sure them seeing you involved in the community is probably definitely rubbing off on them and also making them want to have their voices heard. That's a great combination.
Yes, it is. Actually, my daughter, my oldest daughter, you know, she graduated from high school and she's headed to VSU. But 2 weeks
that's
ago,
a blessing.
She had
Wait,
a
what's
big
VSU?
Event.
What's VSU, babe?
Oh, I'm sorry. Virginia State University.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's for the old heads like me. I ain't know. Okay, good.
Yeah, so she's going to Virginia State University. And 2 weeks ago, she actually put on an event in Woodland. When I say it was amazing, it was so dope.
Wow.
You know, and a lot of the community leaders, they donated to the event to make sure our event was successful. You know, and she did it without me.
What kind of event was it? What kind of event was it?
So basically, it was a community event where she actually honored all the children that were killed in the last 3 years, all the young kids. And
wow.
their parents came. Right, their parents came. She played games with them. She did arts and crafts. It was so nice. It was really nice.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
World News
came
amazing.
And covered it.
Cup. Oh, good.
Yes,
I was about
was.
To say, yeah, definitely needed to have some media out there to see the difference. You know what I mean? You
yes.
must have been very
World
proud
News,
to
they
see.
Did cover it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. You got a little India coming up, honey. That is beautiful.
I know, right?
Like mama, like daughter. That is beautiful.
Yeah, I'm so proud.
So, yes, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. So have you been involved in the Black Lives Matter protests that have been taking place in D.C. these past few months? If so, in what way?
Well, you know, the most I've done is I got my organization together, and we all did, we got on one knee, you know, we put up the peace sign, and we did a video. That's the most
mm-hmm.
I've done, but as far as being, you know, downtown in the midst of the action, I have not. And, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
because me experiencing COVID hitting home so close to me,
right.
I just didn't want
right.
to be out there and then jeopardize, you know, my kids' lives.
Your family.
I'm out there.
Right.
Right.
Right. I feel you, sis. That's kind of like, I'm kind of in that same category because I'm a woman of a certain age. So that means that I'm more susceptible to the virus. So I'm just so hesitant because I just don't understand how you can social distance at a march. You know? So I'm
you
feeling with that.
You can.
Right. So I'm just on the fence. And God is using us in different ways. You know what I mean? I think that was a very creative way for you to acknowledge the Black Lives Matter with your group and your crew and doing this video and stuff. I would love to see it. How can we see? Is this on your website or something like that? How can we see this video?
Right. If you go to the NDB page, which is called NDB.models on IG on Instagram, you will see the video on there. It's a really dope video.
Oh, nice. That's nice. Well, I would definitely, I want you to remind the audience of that before we sign off, too, because I definitely want to go and check that out. So listen,
okay.
India, gun violence is at an all-time high in D.C. What, if anything, do you think we can do as a community to end the violence?
I just really, well, you know, I feel like, you know, giving them love and trust, like, I think that is going to be a big way to stop the violence, you know, because you have a lot of kids of different ages that's actually out here committing the crimes, you know, and
mm-hmm.
in my community, the high-headers, I am the most, I'm close to them, and, like, I can go talk to them because they trust me, they love me, they know that I mean well, and they don't want to disappoint me.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like,
mm-hmm.
you know, the love that I give them, it's actually to me, it's making a big difference because
mm-hmm.
a lot of them come from broken homes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and community is very, very important because Brother Tyrone Parker was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he runs the Alliance of Concerned Men, and he was sharing with us that, what is it, Highlands? I want to say it's Highlands. It's some section in Southeast that are up to, he just posted the other day that they are up to 86 days of not having any killings in that particular community. And I think, I definitely agree with you. I think that we need to talk to them, and they need to feel like they matter to us because a lot of these youngers, I just believe that they are just so angry. They don't know. No one has ever told them something as small as that they love them. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
It does. And then you have different organizations that come in, you know, and they've been around for a while, you know what I mean? But it's the same things. Like, you can't put a price on a child. You understand what I'm saying? So,
For me,
I give them me, and it doesn't come
mm-hmm.
with a price. It comes with me. So,
right.
you know, when I talk to a lot of the guys, you know, a lot of the youngins, the first thing they say to me is, I don't want to deal with so-and-so, and I don't want to deal with so-and-so. I don't want them to talk to me. I want you to talk to me. So I explain
mm-hmm.
that a whole lot, you know, in different meetings. Like, you know, it's people are chasing a dollar. You have to be passionate
mm-hmm.
about what you want and what you do. And when the
mm-hmm.
kids feel that good energy, they will always gravitate to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. What is the age of the youngest victim that you personally knew that was killed by gun violence?
10.
Oh, okay. What's her name? It's a little girl, right?
Yeah, Micaiah Wilson.
Micaiah Wilson, that's the name. Wow. Did they ever
find her?
And,
you know, her family, they had some stuff on the news. They had some stuff on the news about they made some arrests, but I don't know where they are in the case. But you
mm-hmm.
know, I mean, you grew up here in Woodland, so you know
mm-hmm.
that Micaiah's
yeah.
family, they grew up here in Woodland as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
you know,
oh my God,
like,
that's been some years. That's been some years, about 5 years, right?
That Micaiah died?
Uh-huh, that's been some years ago, right?
Yeah, just 2 years ago.
Oh, it's just been 2 years? Okay. Wait, is she the
mm-hmm.
one that was caught up in the gunfire when they were shooting in the and on the back of a house and stuff?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. I know exactly who you're talking about. Poor baby, and so many innocent babies are being killed every day. And I just pray that justice is served and that these young brothers will be able to just look at this thing and put the guns down. Okay,
yeah,
so
too.
You all, yeah, because prayer changes things, so I'm going to continue to pray for our, you know, for the community and for our young brothers and, you know, hopefully we'll see a difference and we can put an end to this gun violence. So, So you are also the founder and CEO of NDB's Mentoring and Modeling. I like that concept. How did that concept come about, mentoring and modeling?
Because, I always teach the girls how to model and how to dance. But in that same sense, I was mentoring them as well, you know, building their self-esteem and just giving them a safe and secure place just to, you know, just to feel appreciated. So I put my name in it. I was like, you know, I say NDB sounds good. And then I just put it together, and I was like, this is it. I was like, this is perfect. So it came together well.
Oh, that's amazing. So what? How long have you guys, has NDB been in existence?
Since 2011.
Oh, girl, stop playing. So you can already have your 10-year anniversary next year, huh? That's amazing. That's beautiful. Time be flying. So what are the age requirements for joining? Oh, yes, definitely. What are the age? You don't even look like you old enough to have had no daggone almost 11-year business, 10-year business, girl. What are the age requirements for the girls to join NDB's?
The youngest is 4 years old, so it's 4 to 24.
Oh, okay, nice. So you guys do a lot of traveling?
No, the only time we travel is if I'm taking the girls on a retreat or something like that, but we don't travel. We do all of our shows local, you know what I mean? And I like, I juggle between different schools in Ward 8 or different facilities to have an event at, which I just like to really keep it like in Ward 8. But I had did Penn Social before as well because the owner, he offered Penn Social to us for free, of course, and it's really nice in there. So that's the only time we did an event.
What's Penn Social? What is that?
It's a restaurant. It's a restaurant downtown.
Okay.
And like downstairs, they do poetry and stuff like that. And they have a big space. Like, it's really dope. So we did a fashion show there, and it was amazing.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that. You said Penn Social? Is that a new restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I've been working. I've never heard of them, but that's good. That sounds amazing. So you have all these things can be viewed on your website, correct?
Yes, at ndb.org.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So what types of mentoring services does NDB's offer to girls?
So I offer like so many different mentoring services with the girls. We have this lady that comes in and she talks to the girls as well. Far as, you know, some of my girls have been through so many different things. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I mentor them on your self esteem, you know, building up the confidence and stuff like that. I have other people to come in because some of my girls have been, you know, molested, different things. So I had different people to come in to speak with them, on different things. So they are mentored on a lot of different things. And I just try to
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I just try to, whatever my girls are going through at the time, that is the focus. That's the big focus.
Right.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
I even do healing circles.
Exactly.
Yeah, nice.
It's a nice place. It's good that they have someone that they can talk to about any and everything, basically, right?
Yes.
Great. That's so important because so many girls, especially girls that have been sexually molested and stuff like that, have held on to that for years because they didn't feel like they had anyone that they could really talk to about it. So it is just such a blessing that they feel comfortable enough to share their story with you. And if they were to come to you, then you would take it upon yourself to get them like counseling or whatever it is that they need, I'm assuming, right?
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And how also do you with, separate? Go ahead.
You know, with my parents as well. If my parents need any type of services, I'll provide that for my parents too.
That's really important, and that is such a blessing. And that's the thing that I think that a lot of people, that society tends to miss, because there are a lot of parents that really need someone that they can confide in about, because so many parents have had, maybe like they have been sexually abused, and maybe they never really talked about it, and they don't know how to be there for their daughters, or maybe they just don't know, because we don't get a book. A book doesn't come with being a parent. You know what I mean? And a lot of girls, a lot of parents were teen parents. I was a teen mother, you know, and we just got to find our way. So I think it's awesome that you all are not just pouring into the girls, but the fact that you're pouring into their mothers as well is a win-win, because they have to be, that is the way that it's going to work. You know what I mean? The mother has to be able to feel good about herself and her self-esteem so that she can be able to uplift and encourage her daughter. So I think that's a great.
Yes, and one of the requirements, you know, with being an NDB is that, you know, all my parents have to participate. And I think that's big because a lot of parents just, you know, it's like, school, you know, at a PTA meeting, you only have about, you got a school with, you got a school of 350 students, and then at a PTA meeting, you have 30 parents. So at an NDB meeting, I need all the parents, because we are together, we are as one. You know, we are, and that's the only way we're going to build, you know, is if us as a whole, the parents, me, my assistants, the kids, if all of us be on the same accord. So I really practice that, I preach that, and I enforce that.
I love it. I love it. That is major right there. I hear you, sis. That is so important, because parents have a tendency to drop their kids off, you know what I mean, or just send them on their way. So I love the fact that you are enforcing their involvement in it. So let's just say a parent isn't there. Have you had to, like, maybe turn away or let go of a child because their parent wasn't there, or you won't do that and you don't enforce it to that extent?
So for me, the kids are my kids. That's how I look at it. I love them unconditionally as if they were my own. So if the parent do something wrong, I never hold the child accountable. I hold the parent accountable. I'll have a one-on-one meeting. I'll have my assistant to set it up. We'll talk one-on-one, and I'll let them know. If it's something that's going on with you, you need my assistance, you need to tell me. But what we're not going to do is, you're not going to miss any of my meetings and, you know, not tell me what's going on. I need it to be something that's really serious for you to miss my serious meeting about your child.
Yeah. I know,
so
that's
just
right.
More of communication.
Right. See, that's how you get it done. That's how you get it done. And it's a win-win, because the child, it just does something to a child to see their parent on board, to see their parent come and see them in different activities. You know what I mean? That means everything to a child. That means, and it's heartbreaking when they don't show up. So I'm so glad that you are encouraging this, and I've never heard of an organization that does, so I give you props, girl, for, you know, enforcing it, because that is major right there. That, go ahead, girl. I love it. I love it. Keep up the good work. I love it. So
NDBs
has impacted, yes, girl, I'm so proud of you. So NDBs has impacted and transformed the lives of young ladies of all backgrounds for years. Has COVID-19 impacted the program in any way?
So, you know, I feel like COVID-19 has impacted everything. You know what I mean? It has impacted anything that's going on, school, whatever. But I can say that I have made the best of this trying time, because my girls, they get on Zoom with me. We do Zoom on Mondays. Mm-hmm. We do a CEO training on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 mm-hmm. with Yay Me, which mm-hmm. I had the girls actually starting their own business. So they all
Love
came
it.
Up with something they really want to do, and we were, like, trying to get them an LLC. We're just building them up to be their own bosses. And they do that
mm-hmm.
training on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then they're on Zoom with me Mondays and Wednesdays. So I have been keeping them busy.
It.
You know, I've been doing dance competitions for them on Instagram. I've been giving them big prizes. I've been giving them just $50 gift cards just to make sure, you know, they have the little things that they need. So I am still very, very, you know, I'm here. I'm in there live.
That's good.
It's still going on. We're still up and running. And that's what it is, you know.
I can't stop because
of COVID-19, and I won't. So if it takes us to be on Zoom
right.
all the time, that's what we'll do. And Zoom is mandatory, and they know
mm-hmm.
this. And I love it because my
mm-hmm.
girls are all for it. You know what I mean? They
mm-hmm.
are all for it.
I love it. I love it.
I mean,
it keeps them
yeah.
focused. It keeps them focused. So how many girls
yes.
would you say Indie Bees has mentored over the years?
Maybe 70.
Wow. That is
about
beautiful.
70
that
because
is beautiful.
Once my girls, so I have a lot of girls, too, that have, they've gone to college, and they are modeling in college, and they're doing big things.
I love them.
So, you know, they're my alumni. So, you know, they come,
mm-hmm.
they do their thing, they graduate from high school, they go to college, and they're just moving on, and they're successful, and I really love it.
I love it, yes. I know Kyra is one of them, and I'm so proud of her. Kyra Cole, PC's daughter.
Yes, you know, that's my baby. She
yeah.
comes, and
yeah.
she helps out whenever she can. Kyra is...
Right, to give
I
back.
I just love her because when she mm-hmm. first came, she was so shy. She felt like, I can't do this. I don't know how to model this and the third.
Mm-hmm.
And I built her up so that no one
yes.
could break her down. And she
yes,
is amazing.
Girl. She is. Yes,
so,
I'm
yes.
so proud of her. And she walks with so much confidence and authority today. You know, so I have
yes.
definitely seen your work. Yes, I mean, that she has blossomed into a beautiful flower. And, yeah, so I
yes,
commend
yes.
you. I've seen that process for myself. So you and other War 8 community members hosted a graduation for the 2020 graduates. How was it, and how many graduates were there in total?
So it wasn't a graduation. We actually
okay.
did, it was a drive-by. It was me and Trayon. We did that together. What happened
okay.
is we took all the graduating seniors.
You're talking about, wait, so Trayon White. The council member, right? Ward 8 council member.
Right, the Ward 8 council member, right.
right.
Me and him collaborated,
uh-huh. okay.
and we did a drive-by for the seniors, basically. We gathered all the seniors in Ward 8. And they had to email us their pictures and, you know, the school that they were graduating from. And what we did was we actually got the idea from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really dope. They did a drive-by. So I was like, you know what we can do? We can get all the kids' pictures from Ward 8 that's graduating, blow them up really, really big, and put them at Stanton School on the set. So what we did
mm-hmm.
was we had a deadline. And when I say... We were working because I just wanted this project to be successful. I wanted the kids to smile. I really wanted to make them happy, and I think we did a great job of that. So we hung the pictures. We were out all night hanging the pictures. I allowed the parents to come and decorate their kids' gates because every child had their own
oh.
gate. So if you roll by,
oh, nice.
So it was at Stanton Elementary School. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you roll by there, You got to see your child just posted up there, us honoring your child. It was so dope, you know. And then for me to have a senior as well, it meant a lot to me just to see my child, you know, up there on the fence, her being honored, and, you know, just
yes.
celebrating her success. her accomplishment.
Yes.
So we did
that.
That
is such a that is such a blessing, and I'm sure that meant so much because, you know, 2020 by, you know, everything that's happened with the COVID and stuff, you know, I'm sure the seniors definitely felt shortchanged after going to school for 12 years and looking forward to their big day, prom and all of that stuff. And then this happened, something that no one had ever could have ever seen coming. So I just think that it is just so amazing that you guys got together and pulled that off, because it takes a village. You know, and then by you being the mother of a graduate, I know that it meant even more to you to make it happen, because you know your child has worked hard to make this to get here.
Yes, and
so
that's why
I
felt like we really had to make this happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel, you know, and next
mm-hmm.
year, if it's the same thing, we want to do it again. You know,
mm-hmm.
I have
Girl,
another senior
I hope
that's coming
Lord, please, prayerfully, we'll be back to some type of normalcy by next year, sis. I'm praying that we will be. Yes. So you mentioned also that your daughter is going to be going to VSU. So how is that? I mean, are they going to allow them to actually come back into, you know, go back into the building? If she has a date to go in, or they're going to be virtual?
Well, she was supposed to actually leave yesterday, but
mm-hmm.
they sent us an email and said that they are to report on campus on August 31st. So they've knocked
okay.
the date back, and I'm not really sure if they're going to keep, you know, knocking the date back or not. But
okay.
honestly,
mm-hmm.
I'm proud that my child is going to college, because I think that's
right.
a big
Absolutely.
Step, and that's great.
Is.
You know, it's a great accomplishment
mm-hmm.
for someone who comes out of Ward 8, comes from Woodlandsburg,
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
mm-hmm.
is making it so far. But my thing is still, I'm still a parent at the end of the day, because mm-hmm. I still have those feelings where I want my child to be safe, and I want her to be in a
yes.
safe space. You know, so it's for me, it's
mm-hmm.
just, it's up in the air, but it's what she really wants to do. So I have to be supportive
mm-hmm.
of my child.
Mhm. Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And prayerfully, whoo, girl, prayerfully, did it just all come together? You know what I mean? Because I'm sure she's excited. You know what I mean? And all the kids that are planning to be going away to college. So I just keep them in my prayers and pray that this COVID thing will just leave us soon and very soon.
She knows how I feel about COVID-19, you know. Just us watching her sister go through it, that's been
yes.
a big toll. That was a big toll on us. So what I've been doing is bringing COVID testing to Woodland.
Mm-hmm.
And
good
I've been getting the residents tested. So, you know,
good.
I mean, because everybody needs to be tested. That is something that is very important in our city right now.
Absolutely.
Everybody can't
Absolutely.
Go to the doctor. Everybody don't have transportation. So we have to make a way for our people to be tested.
Right, right. So what is that process? Would you like to expound on that? How a person, let's say somebody wants to get tested, do they have to be a resident from Woodland, or how can they get a kit? Is it a kit or something?
So when we do testing here, they come. You have CORE that may come and do the testing. And you don't have to be a Woodland resident. You just need to you could come, you know, and I post it. I put it everywhere. You could come, get tested. They give you your results back in like 3 days. No, and you don't even have to have an ID. If you feel like you are sick or you don't feel good or you've been in contact with someone who has COVID, you can be tested. You don't need an ID to be tested. All you need is really a phone number or a mailing address where they can contact you with your results. That's it.
Okay.
And it's so many testing sites in Ward 8. The fire station.
Wow, so how
it's everywhere.
How has the turnout been for you when you host that? Have a lot of people coming to be tested?
Yes. So our first day ever, we had like 90 people. The second day, we had like 150 people. The next day, like 150. So we tested like almost 400 people.
Wow.
And a lot of my kids that's in my program, I encouraged their parents to be tested and to get the kids tested as well, regardless if you were having symptoms or not, because we have so many people that is asymptomatic. So we have to play it safe regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So how often do you test your children? Regularly?
Yes, I test my children regularly. And I get tested once a week.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I test once a week,
definitely.
And I test them maybe every 3 weeks to a month because they don't like it. If the test is not comfortable.
I was about to ask you, can you please tell the audience what exactly does that test consist of?
It consists of a Q-tip swab. Just like if you had strep throat or you thought you had strep throat, like the Q-tip, they stick in the back of your throat. Instead of sticking in the back of your throat, they stick it up your nose on each side, and they roll it around. But anything going up your nose is uncomfortable.
I was about to say, isn't that painful?
I'm going to be honest with you. Holding your breath while it's being done, it's okay. You can handle it. But the thing is, regardless of how uncomfortable it may be, us as people, we have to get tested. And I put it on my page. I do everything to just try to encourage people to go get tested. It's like, look at me, I'm doing it. You know, as uncomfortable as it may be, we all need to be tested. We all need to know. I have friends, my play sisters. They have been diagnosed with it. They're fine now, but it's the principle, you know? You don't know.
So I was about to ask you that. Do you personally know some people that came and got tested, didn't have any symptoms or anything like that, and they was like, okay, I'm going to get tested, but and then they found out that they were, in fact, how many cases was that?
I know at least about 7 people who that has happened to. They went just getting the test, and they came back positive, and they were considered asymptomatic because they had no symptoms.
So if they came back positive, what does that mean? That means that they have to go to the emergency room, or what does that mean? Quarantine? What does that mean?
No.
What's the next step?
No, so you don't go to the emergency room. They call you and they tell you that, you know, you have to quarantine. For 14 days, they're going to tell you the same thing that the emergency room will tell you because they can't do anything for you. The only time they're going to admit you is if you can't breathe, and they have to give you oxygen or something like that. But other than that, I just tell everybody, take your elderberry, take your sea moss, drink hot tea, eat soup. Smell lemons and oranges, boil them, and let the steam go up your nose. Do all of that. You know, you got to be healthy.
Right, to build that will help build their system up. But the main thing is that they have to quarantine and be isolated to stop the spread. That's the main thing, right?
That's the main thing. And if you live in a household with other people and they were negative, you should just stay in your room and be very mindful of the people that you live with. Keep your mask on. You go to the bathroom, make sure you are disinfecting the bathroom toilet seats. You know, you're wiping down everything you touch. Just make sure you are sanitary with the whole situation. And I think everybody will be fine.
Good. Yep. That's good stuff.
It's a lot of immune boosting remedies.
Exactly. So, thanks so much for all that information. Yeah, we need that information. So you were recently featured on Fox 5's Pay It Forward along with Nikki Mark and Eastern's Automotive Group. donating clothing and families in Woodland Terrace during, you know, since the pandemic. How did you, how were you able to connect with them?
Well, they actually reached out to me through the NDB page and told me that, you know, they loved what I was doing and they wanted to come and cover, you know, everything that I was doing in the community. So they came and they got to see that I accept clothes donations and I'm out there every Monday and Tuesday. People are just coming to shop. They're getting things that they need. It's a lot of good stuff that be out there. You know, and it's just, it's so dope just to see the people walking up and they're so appreciative. They're so excited. They're thankful. They're grateful. I just love that. So Nikki Mock, I got to meet her. She does the same thing that I do. And I didn't know. Now we are the best of friends. She brings bikes. She do so much stuff. She helps out a lot. And Eastern Motors, I never knew they were going to be here. They just popped up out of nowhere. Right, so that was a surprise for me and a surprise for her. And I just really thank them so much because that helps. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. It definitely helps. And it's good to know that people are recognizing the efforts, your efforts for the community. And that's always a good thing.
Yeah, and, you know, I can't leave these people out. Clyde's Hamilton's restaurant, you know, Hamilton's own Clyde's, they own Walmart Grill. They have been such amazing, you know, and a blessing to my community because they were giving me like 350 bags of food a week. Like, not bags, I'm talking about cooked meals, skin, salmon, fish, meatloaf. Like, they were delivering these meals to me every week, you know, and they did that the whole time during this pandemic. They slacked up, so now we get it every once in a while, but I still have DC Central Kitchen that deliver produce to me every Monday, and they give me like 200 boxes. So, you know, I mean, everybody has been a blessing to my community, and I am thankful and I'm grateful that I can, you know, be of service to the people in my community and just give them the things that they may need.
And that makes a huge difference. And I see that you guys, that you fuse sisterhood and confidence while preparing the young sisters for their future. How successful has this been? We kind of touched on this earlier when you said that some of them are college bound and stuff and they're coming back to help out.
Yeah, so I think I've been amazing in that area. Because again, you know, my girls, they're graduating high school, they're going to college, you know, a lot of them have jobs. I mean, they are just doing great. And I couldn't be more proud to be their coach, you know, to be a second mother, you know, to be a big sister, to just be that person that they can look up to and they can always count on it. So I think, you know, me continuing just doing my job, just being of service to them, I think as long as I'm here, as long as I'm just myself and I'm doing the same thing over and over, I'm there, I'm just building that foundation for them, I think they're all going to be successful. I know they are. Not I think. I know they are.
I love it. I love it. And that's what they need. They just need to be encouraged. They just need to know that they are capable of doing anything or being anything that they want to be. And I think that you're setting a great example for them. I know that you guys, NDBs, you have successfully hosted numerous events, you know, modeling, cheerleading, banquets. You do so much throughout the year. And they are all so successful. What do you attribute the success to? Why are so many people come out and support all of your events? Because they have definitely been very successful.
I just think that, you know, people, they feel my energy. I think for me, I think I have great energy. And I don't, you know, I don't, I'm passionate about what I do. And everybody mm-hmm. that support me, they will tell you. I call them every day, all night, all day. I'm doing this. I need this. I need you to help do this. And it's like from day one, you know, I have had their support. And to have their support still to this day, it means everything. And I'm just, you know, I'm so glad that they believe in me and they see my vision. You know how you, mm-hmm. you wake up and you say, you know, I want to do this. Because that's me. I'll wake mm-hmm. up and be like, oh, my God, I want to put on this. You know, like, I want to do mm-hmm. this event. And I'll get the call and say,
no, you just do it.
I want to do this. And it's like they see my vision just like I do. And they support it. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's no doubt in their mind. They know it's going to be successful. So
mm-hmm.
that's
a
right
blessing.
There,
means
yeah, that's
everything,
all I
I'm
need.
Sure. That's encouraging, yes. So, callers, I just want to remind you guys, if you press 1, you get to speak with ending. We're down to less than 15 minutes, so if anybody wants to get in on this conversation and say hi or have a comment for India, please press 1 now. I think it's amazing the job that you're doing, what you're doing, and the lives you've changed. I'm not surprised at all that you've been so successful. So we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello? Hello? We'll come back to the caller.
Okay.
So I'm not surprised because you are so passionate about it and you can hear it in your voice how passionate you are. I think we have to call it back. Caller, go ahead. Hello, caller, you're on the air. So yeah, your passion resonates, you know, and I think that's important. And I think that has a lot to do with the amount of support. And we were just talking about the importance of the support. How much of the support of Woodland Terrace and the Ward 8 community, how has that been from day one?
It's been amazing. So, you know, honestly, in the beginning of my journey, my community, you know, community is different, you know, and I learned that growing up, and that is probably why I love them so much, you know. We all mm-hmm. will judge someone from their past, you know, like I was a terrorizer, you know, I was a terrorizer, mm-hmm. and I tore the community down. Like, I used to mm-hmm. just be bad, but it wasn't because I just wanted to be bad. I just felt like I had to stand my ground. You know how mm-hmm. you something go on, and it's like if you don't react to it, you're kind of taking for weakness. So that
yeah,
was me.
Exactly.
So that's why I always mm-hmm. was in the uproar. But my heart mm-hmm. never changed. I always had a heart.
Right,
of
right.
So, again, in the beginning, you know, they were like, you know, she's not going to change. She's going to remain the same. But now, right now, the support is mm-hmm. crazy because they've seen my transformation and they know that
mm-hmm.
it's real. You know, they know
absolutely.
Like
I love
I
it.
Probably would never speak to. We are great friends today.
I love it. I love
so
it.
So I thank God for
have,
that. You know.
Hang on,
huh?
I think we have a caller. I love it, Bendy. Caller, are you there? We have 10
yes.
minutes left. You want to get through? Okay. Hey, caller, how are you?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Lynn. This is Freddie. Hey, little sister. You are
hi,
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here, and I am so proud. You know, and I'm going to be real brief. One of the reasons why I think that you're so effective is because, one, like you just mentioned, you know, you was that person. You know what I mean? You have changed so much so you can relate to a lot of what the kids go through. And you are a doer. You know what I mean? You're not a talker. So many of us, we talk about what we want to do and what we're going to do, and you've been a doer consistently for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing such an amazing job. I cannot wait to see what you do in the next 10 years because you're going nowhere but up from here, and you've already done so much. You've already done so much. Just keep up the good work. I am so proud of you, and I know that there's so many people, your family and your friends, are just so, so very proud of you. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank
and I
you,
love man. Both of you girls.
I love you, too.
Oh, get it. That's what I'm talking about. That's sisterly
yes,
love,
sure,
baby.
Sure.
Yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. Indy, you have definitely, I didn't know much about your start, but I'm just so in awe of what you're doing and the impact that you're having and making a difference in the lives of so many, you know. And I think that that is so important because we have an obligation to give back to our community. A lot of people don't see that, but when you get to a certain space and when you're walking in purpose, you get to see that this is what God has planned for you to do. You know what I mean? So you continue to walk in your purpose and let your light shine and just be such a blessing to these young girls because they really, really need that. They need that. So what's next for Indy B, babe?
You know, what's next is that I want to take Indy B's. I don't want to just have Indy B's in Woodland. I want Indy B's
mm-hmm.
to be in every community. So
mm-hmm.
that's my goal, and I am actually, I'm working on that. I'm working towards that. I'm actually right now in the process of having Indy B's down 30th Street. That's
okay.
BBT, Buena Vista Turn, and
mm-hmm.
I'm so excited
mm-hmm.
about that, you know. And I had to sit down and talk to my other girls and let them know, you know, we're going to expand. And when we expand,
yes.
I need you to be the best you can be because you're going to have to help me. Because at first they
mm-hmm.
wasn't. It was like somebody else is going to take from what we have going on. I'm like, no,
mm-hmm.
they won't. You know, we're just going to
wow.
become bigger and bigger because I feel like every community needs an NBB.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially our young girls. You know, I think it's just amazing, and I see Indy B's definitely expounding. I think that is going to. I think eventually it's going to take over Ward 8. You know what I mean? And the different little
yeah.
parts of Ward 8. You know what I mean? And then from Ward 8, and then maybe you could start reaching out to the other wards, and they'll get on board. You know what I mean? Because it's so
yeah.
necessary because they have a lot of organizations for boys, like football and basketball and all that kind of stuff, and you don't find too many organizations that specifically for girls, so especially in our community. So I just love all that you're doing and the difference that you're making. Do you have any upcoming events you would like to share with the audience?
Yes, so I am planning a back-to-school event, but it's going to be – usually I'll give out book bags, you know, and et cetera, but this time I'm going to give out, you know, things that you're going to need for virtual learning, you know, like time tape with chalk
okay.
for the walls. Electric pencil sharpeners, hot spots. I'm going in that. That's where I'm going at with this. You know, I want to
okay.
give the kids everything
okay.
for virtual because I think that's going to
okay.
play a big part in their lives where parents have to actually be the teacher right now. So
yes.
in order for the parents
yes.
to be the teacher, they need everything possible to be able to teach these kids, you know, what they need to learn because listen, our kids, they need education. Education is so important. And we have to do
yes.
what we have to do as parents to teach our kids, you know, to teach our kids everything. They need it. We have to be the
yeah.
teacher. We got to step up. You know, I have
yes,
a 10-year-old,
you know,
a 13-year-old. We got to be the teacher, and I'm going to be that teacher. I'm going to encourage my babies,
it.
You know, to be the best they can be. while we on virtual, and they're going to do that.
Right. That is a good way for you to go, because it's so necessary, and unfortunately, it's a lot of kids do not have the bare necessity to be able to learn virtually. So I think that's a great idea. Perhaps maybe you can get with the Trayvon White and the other War 8 people in the community and see if you could do a fundraiser for tablets for these kids, because unfortunately a lot of kids tapped out that never ever logged on from March through the end of the school year because they didn't have the access.
Yeah, and you know, that's something that me and the council member is going to work on together. We want to make sure that all of our kids in Ward 8 actually have a laptop to make sure that they're able to log on and, you know, get their education, because we can't neglect our kids' education because this is all they got right now.
Right, right. And we can't afford to lose any more of our children. Indy, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. You have given us a wealth of information. I commend you for all you've done and continue to do. I see you doing some more great things in the nation's capital. So you just keep up the good work. And thanks again for being on the
show
tonight.
Thank you so much. Sure. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sure. Absolutely. So Southeast gets a bad rap when it comes to crime and gun violence. But it's people like India and myself who were born and raised in Woodland that are living proof that it's not how you start in life, it's how you finish. India is a shining star in the community, and I applaud her for making a difference in the lives of so many, because it really does take a village. Next week's guest will be DC's own Raymond Bell, the CEO of the HOPE Project, an IT program that is also known as Harvard of the Hood. Tune in to hear how he is providing hundreds of young adults with careers in IT and helping them make six figures. If you have a story of injustice you would like to share or would like to recommend a topic for discussion on a future show, please DM me. I am author Melinda Robertson across all social media platforms. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and we will be back at it again next Tuesday night from 8 to 9. Stay safe and be blessed. Peace.
Y'all ready to ride? You the latest and the greatest of your lineage. Makeup and clothes ain't you, that's what your image is. Here's what it really is, perception is direction. You receive what you perceive, what you give is what you getting. This lesson is the weapon that I already gave you. Fear not, draw your gun, your God, universe, nature. Game changer, your higher self is calling you. The vehicle for change is arrived, what you wanna do?